We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We just finished the sugya of Shehiyah, more or less, and now we're going to start a little sugya of Chazara. Shehiyah means when you put something on a fire, on a flame, before Shabbos to cook. You put it on before Shabbos and it cooks over Shabbos. That's what Shehiyah means. Chazara means you take it off on Shabbos and you want to return it. Put it back on the fire on Shabbos. Now, Chazara for sure needs a few tanoim that l'kuli al-maida, and that's not the discussion of the Gemara. First of all, it needs gara for katam. The flame has to be covered. In order to do Chazara, to return something, it has to have a cover on the flame. It has to be gara for katam. That's number one. Number two, it has to be fully cooked. Those tanoim are for sure, and it might have to be hot also. Those has to be still hot. All those tanoim, those three tanoim are for sure needed for Chazara. We'll see in the discussion in the Gemara other tanoim, but that's for sure. It has to be fully cooked and garf akotim, and it's still warm in order to return something. So it said in the Mishnah, that you're allowed to return a pot to the fire on Shabbos. Omer Rav Sheshes, according to Rav Sheshes, holds, you're allowed to make chazara on Shabbos, you're allowed to do a fill of a Shabbos, which Rashi learns means you even could do it Shabbos day. That means Friday night, it's Pashut, Basil means you could do chazara. Why? Because that's Pashut that when you to take it off, you plan on putting it back because you need the food for tomorrow, you need the challah for tomorrow. So therefore, it's partial when you took it off, it's mucha milsa, they plan on putting it back. So it looks like still the first nesina of before Shabbos. But on Shabbos day, if you took it off, maybe there, it looks like it's taking it off for good. And if I put it back, it looks like I'm putting it back a pot on fire for the first time, which is also to do. So Zokta Gemara, Zokta Rav Sheshes, that's mutter afilu b'Shabbos. It's mutter to do it even on Shabbos day. And we'll see, as long as it passed the tanoim of Chazara, you're allowed to put it back even on Shabbos. But after Rav Yishayah saw af machzirim filu b'Shabbos, Rav Yishayah also holds like that, that you can return something even on Shabbos. Dom Rav Yishya, pam achas, hayinu imdim le'elam Rav Chiyah Rabba. We want them standing in front of Rav Chiyah Rabba. And he asked us for, ve'halonu loy, kumkim, Shell Cham, he wanted his coffee, and when he brought him a kumkum shel Cham from downstairs to upstairs, and we poured him a kais, made him a coffee. We put it back. He didn't tell us anything. So we made chazar on a hot water on Shabbos, and even on Shabbos day, and he didn't tell us anything. So you see, even on Shabbos day, it's mutter to do chazar. Omrav Zrika, Omrav Abba, Omrav Tadoi, Loi Shonu, this whole heter to do Chazara is only El Sha'idim B'yodai, if it never leaves your hand. Ava Nicha Gabe Karka, once you put it down on the floor, that shows that I'm over already. Osir. It's also to put it back, because why? Because the Zicha Nala put something on a fire, Metchila on Shabbos. That's for sure. It's called Nesina L'chatchila. That means you now take something out of your refrigerator and put it on your blech on Shabbos. Even though it's fully cooked, even though you have a blech, you're not allowed to do that. It's called Nesina L'chatchila. It looks like I'm trying to cook something on Shabbos in the first place. The only reason why Chazara is Mutter is because it's a continuation of the Shehiyah that was there before Shabbos. That was there put on before Shabbos, a continuation of that. So Rab Zrika is saying that this continuation is only possible if it's still in your hand. If you put it on the floor, on the karka, that broke the continuation, and therefore, it's considered like an asina l'chatchila. So once you put it on the floor, it's aser to put it on the fire. Amrav Ami, Rav Tadoi, who said this chumra, that has to be in your hand, this is own chumra. Because Rav Chiyah Rav Yechanan says, even if you put it on the karka, it's still mutter. And Beitz Mitzvah Mechleik is really Olam Arayim Pliga Bar Rav Dimi Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda Bar Tavar which made the Rebbe Eliezer Amri Chadam Oidam Yodai Mutter. One man there says Oidam Yodai is Mutter Gavei Karka Aser has to be Dafka in your hand. Chadam Anichin Gavei Karka Naim Mutter. Even if you put it down on the floor, it's still Mutter. So it's really Mechleik is Amarayim if it has to still be in your hand in order to be Mekel and Chazara. Even that they're saying it's still in your hand, it's mutter. You need das to return it. That means not only you have to keep it in your hand, you also have to, when you take it off, you have to plan on putting it back. That shows the continuation of the nesina. But if I don't plan on putting it back, that's already breaking the nesina. But if you're not planning on putting it back, it's also to do this chazara. So the Gemara, Mechlal, the Gabi Kark, if you put it on the ground, if you should die to Lahachse, even without Lahachse, we also, if you dislotion, we're saying, Oida Meyodin is another tonight, die to Lahachse. But if it's not in your hand, it's anyway not good, even if you have died to Lahachse. Igadamri, a different version, Omechiskim Shrey Dabaya, hold the Amr Zagabi Kark also, that they say you put on the floor is also, Lemor, also ain't died to Lahachse. Only if you don't plan on putting it back. If die to Lahachse, it's mutter. If you plan on putting it back, then it's mutter. Mechlal, so for Oida Meyodin, if you ain't died to Lahachse, mutter. Mechlad, from Oidim Vyoda, Abish ain't died till Hachzer, it's still mutter. You see where it's in your hand, Abish ain't died till Hachzer, it's still mutter to return it. As long as it's in your hand, it's still mutter to return it, as long as died to, even though it's not died till Hachzer, as long as it's in your hands, it's mutter to return it, even though it's not died till Hachzer. So it comes like this. We said you had three tanoim that everyone agrees to. To make Chazar, you need garf, a katum, you need it fully cooked, and you need it to be still warm. The shaila is, do you need two more? Oidam v'yada and dait l'hachzer. So if you're the first lashon, you need two more tanoim. It has to be oidam v'yada, still in your hand, and dait l'hachzer. If you're the second lashon, it's enough to have one or the other one. Either oidam v'yada or dait l'hachzer. One or the other one is enough. And that's b'chalik of the two l'shoinis over here, if one of them is enough. And in Shulchan Aruch, it comes out of Shtikl Machlaikis, the Mechaba and the Ramah, how much you need. Because in the Mechaber, it says, Kiro Shigrufa Vaktumo, not like there in Veleha, a covered fire, they took it, Vafil Vashavas, Mutlach Zero, Kosman Shiva Sach, as long as it's hot. Zokter Ama, Hagava, Oida Beyodai. And Velenich Gabe Kark, the Mechaber says, Hagava Daita Lach Zero. So according to the Mechaber, he doesn't say the Tanai of Daita Lach Zero. He only says that it has to be not on the Karka. He doesn't even say Oida Beyodai, he just says it can't be on the Karka. So it sounds like maybe the Mechaber holds you don't need Dait Lachzira. And therefore, there are times when you can make if you still be Yada and not Dait Lachzira, there could be, if you're missing one of those two tonight, it could be as a Makkum to make. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah, Talam B'makkel. Let's say you didn't put it on the ground, but it's not in your hand either. You hung it up on a hook. Like for example, Mahu, what was that called a Bittel, like putting it on the ground, or it might just not be in his hand, so it's a Bittel. On one hand, you could say that's not in your hand, so it's a bottle. On the other hand, it's not on the floor either. It's on a makel. Same shayla as nicham gavi amita mal. You put it on the bed. It's also not completely breaking the continuation of the nesina. But on the other hand, it's not in your hand anymore. So that's a shayla mahu. And some say the counter could be such a shayla, but others say counter boss is like the floor. Nafmin would be you put it on like the stove top without any fire. You put it down there. If that would be called a breaking of it. So that's totally in the shayla. That's called the other stuff. Boyer Vashi, Pinam Amechem Lamechem Mahu. If someone took, let's say it was hot water, Shia on the fire, hot water, and he wanted shayla is allowed to return it. What do? He poured it into another pot. Now you're allowed to put that second pot back, because on one hand, it's not the same pot. So it's not the same pot, so now it looks like a nunasina. On the other hand, Lamaisa is still oida biyadi, you have all the tanoim, oida biyadi, dait lahachzer, and it's fully cooked, and garb katam is a mutter. So that's a shayla, mau, teku. That's a shayla, teku. This shayla, pina mechem mechem, comes into play when someone wants to add water to the chalant, because there it's really like pina mechem mechem, so there it's a shayla, Lamaisa, it's mutter to do, but it comes up, legavi, this shayla. Zok the mishta vaita, nu mishta. Until now, we were talking about Akira. Akira is like a stove. It's it has two places to put two pots, and the fire is inside, and it's square shaped. So you're putting it's not so hot, first of all, because it has two places for a pot, so it's pretty wide, and it's square shaped, so therefore, rectangle shaped, and therefore, it doesn't get so hot. Tanur, the way it's shaped is, it's like a triangle. It comes to a point on top. So all the heat gets concentrated all into one spot. So it's very, very hot. So tanur shizikur v'kash v'gvava, tanur that you burnt it up, you made it hot. You heated it with straw. And then we said before, by straw, by kira, there's no chash shem yechata and it's mutter. By tanur tanur v'yasa. Tanur shizikur v'kash v'gvava li'itain, you can't put something on. You know, Shehiyah, even before Shabbos, Be'im Toichai, say inside the Tanur, Be'im Al-Gabba, say on top of the Tanur. It's also either way. Why? Because Kasha Gvav is also even by Tanur, because Tanur is so hot, there's more of a Chshash Shem Yechata. Kupach, Shesiku of a Kasha Gvav. Kupach is similar to Kira. The only difference is, it only has one spot place for a pot. One place, not two places. Kupach, shesiku bekasu gava. You warmed it up. You heated it up with straw. Reza kekarayim. Then it has the same din of a kira, and it'll be mutter. Vegefes veitzim. If you heated it up with gefes veitzim, reka taner, and it'll be awesome. And the Gemara will elaborate a little bit on that. Hakaponim, it says in our Mishnah, that tanur that you heated up with kashuk vava is asr, and of course, of gefes veitzim, for sure it's asr. And zavurin the Gemara, that even garf akotim will not help by a tanur. Garf akotim will not help by a tanur, it's asr to shahir on a tanur, because it's so hot, and therefore it's a chshash shem yechata. So the Gemara, tanur shesikua, sov rav yesu lemeimer, toichoy, toichoy mamish, inside means inside mamish, agav mamish, avalismoich, but do smicha to it, shabadami. You let it put a pot next to the tanur, that's not a problem on Shabbos, to put it next to the tanur. Eisve habaya, sabaya is a kasha on the Shav Yesi. Kupach shesiku b'kasha gvava, says there on Mishnah, that a kupach, which is something similar to a kira, but only has this place for one pot, that you heat it up with straw, Hareika Karaim, it's like a kira and it's mutter. Begefes ve'etzim, hareika taner v'oster, it's like a taner t'oster. Hake kira, it's mash. Begefes ve'etzim, by kira, it's shari, it's mutter. But my eskina, what are we talking about? Ilim alagabav, talking about on top of it. Well, my, ilim akshayna garavakotam, if it's not garavakotam, it's not covered, even by a kira is also. El a kira, ki any group of akhtum, alagabav mishari, it's not mutter. So Gemara wants to assume now that when we say that begefes ve'etzim means with smicha, putting it next to it. Elo lav lismach v'katali rei katana. It says like a tana of asa. So you see, a tana is also to smicha because the Gemara is learning right now. The Mishnah says gefes ve'etzem rei katana means you want to put it next to the kupach because if it meant the top of it, and the Gemara is assuming we're talking about not garf v'katam, so then even a kira is also. So it must be what's the difference between kira and tana? It must be regarding smicha, putting it next to it. So you see, by here a tana is also. So as a kashan Rav Yosef who said that tana is mutter. Omer vada bahava, no, I'll tell you pshat in the Mishnah. It doesn't mean smicha. Hocha v'kupach gorof v'kotem. Don't worry, you cover the flame. V'tana grufa k'tuma askina. And atana, they cover the flame. So we're saying, harayu katana, da afagava gorof v'kotem, agava vasa, it's also on top. The ike kira, if a kupach will be like a kira, ki grufa v'k'tuma shapadami. When it would be covered flame, it would be mutter. So that's what it means. But gefes ve'etzim katana means that garof v'katam does not work by a kupach. Just like it does not work by a taner, does not work by a kupach either. So by gefes ve'etzim katana means garof v'katam does not work. And it's no raya to smicha. So we still have a stickle machlekes if smicha by a taner is mutter or not. Rav Yosef held maybe it was mutter, and Abaye held it was also. Tanya Vasayda Abaya. We have a braisa that's a raya to Abaya that doing smicha by a tanner, which tanner is the highest level of Isser, that smicha will be asr also. Tanya Vasayda Abaya. Tanner shah siku bakashu gava, a tanner that you heated with straw, ain't saimchum lo. You can't even do smicha like Abaya, but ain't sarch loimar al gaba. That's posh you can't put on top, ain't sarch loimar taycha of shura inside. The ain't sarch loimar gafes veitzim, im gafes veitzim, im bagar for cotton, we said. It's asr to do. Kupach shesiku v'kashu gvava, a kupach that you warmed up v'kashu gvava, soim chumla, you let it do smicha, and even v'noistim agabav, like the Goyin's girsa, not v'einoistim, but v'noistim agabav, that you could put on top of it. Why? Because kashu gvava, the Mishnah said, that a kupach that is heated up with straw is like a kira. V'gefes veitzim, if the kupach was heated up with gefes veitzim, ain't soim chumla, you can't do smicha. Why? Because a tanner can't be done smicha. Has stained into the tanner from gefes veitzim. So Kaponim, this Bryce is first like a bayah, and he gave us a nice recap on the halachas of tanner and kupach. Only of Achabre the Rav Ravashi, hai kupach hechidomi. What exactly is a kupach? Ike kira domi. If it looks like a kira, then I fill with gefes veitzim nami chi mutter. Chi mutter even by wood, which is garf v'katam, which is covered chi mutter. If it's similar to a tanner, I feel the kashuk vava nami loy. Even kashuk vava should be also. So what's this in between? A malay, a kupach is nafesh havle medikira. It's hotter than a kira. Vizut the havle medikira. It's less hot than a tanner. Hechidom a kupach, hechidom a kira. How does a kupach look? And how does a kira look? On Rav Yosi, Rav Chanina, kupach mokam svisas kdera achas. A kupach has a mokam to put one kedera. It's a makom of one kedera, that's a kupach. It's a makom shvisa asterachas. Kira, which is double the size, makom shvisa shtei kederas. You can put on it two kederas. It has room for two pots. There's room for two pots. Omar Abaya, Vitema Rav Yirmiya, Avnana Tanina, I'll show you a raya from a Mishnah in Kalim. Mishnah in Kalim says, Kira, Shenechel Archa, if it was split the length, Taira, it's Tar. Why? Because that means it's split straight through both places where you put the pots, so it's not usable for anything. L'Rechava, but if you did it through width, and then you made it to like two kupachs, then Tamei, it's Tamei. But kupach, Ben L'Archa, Ben L'Archvai, Tahar. If you split side the width, side of length, is Tahar. Why? Because only place for one pot. So either way you split it, it's not usable. So there's a raya that the difference between a kira and a kupach is that a kira is makim shvisa as two kederas, and a kupach is makim shvisa of one kedera.